Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken McCusick from FilmStudyBaltimore.com is in studio. What's up, Ken?
What's good, Rob? How about you?
I'm doing well. Ravens coming off a 23-10 win over the New York Jets. Lots of scrutiny in this win, however. Lamar Jackson does not look healthy. Ken, if I could assess Lamar Jackson's health, and I'm not a doctor, I would say he is just healthy enough to play. That's it.
Let's hope that's true this week. You know, a fourth lower body injury in 9 weeks. He's had hamstring. What? Knee, ankle, toe now. So the lack of a read option is really hurting the Ravens in terms of their willingness to run that.
Head, shoulder, knees and toes, knees and toes. I'm sorry, that was a nursery rhyme song.
They don't stick the ball into Henry's belly much anymore with the prospect of taking it out. And this week they had a real chance to do it because the Jets didn't crowd the line of scrimmage. They kind of backed off a little bit, and they had a chance to run the read option, but they weren't able to do it.
Well, it's never a bad time to talk defense. I don't want to switch away from the offense, but I want to do this now because we saw Kyle Hamilton limp off, look like he was hurt pretty badly. Everyone had a oh my God moment there. One of the things I mentioned yesterday was asked Mike Preston because he's old like me. If you remember Ted Hendricks, everybody's complaining about Hamilton's, you know, his build, his frame is not going to sustain him in that position. You know, as kind of an outside linebacker. He's 6'4", 220. Mm-hmm. I remember Ted Hendricks, the Mad Stork. He was 6'8", 220. He looked like a twig out there.
And Angry Goose.
The Mad Stork. Yes, that guy. But he was a linebacker, and he, you know, was fantastic. He, you know, great career with the Raiders. He played for the Colts, actually, when they were here. Do you have any problem with him, or do you make comparisons like this?
I make comparisons like that. Yeah, I've been doing it regularly the last couple of weeks, actually, on my show, as far as Ted Hendricks being the best comp. Hendricks, actually, I have a 1970 Colts media guide, and they list him at 210 pounds and 6'7".
Wow.
And I mean, that's just ridiculous. You know, I had an actuarial student working for me who was 6'7", and he weighed about 235, and he looked like a rake.
Yeah.
You know, he's ridiculous in terms of the amount of leverage he can get. And what we saw in this game, he was pushing around offensive tackles. We talked about that briefly last week, I think. You know, mm-hmm. He talked about it. But he gets such great leverage that he can get under the pads of these big offensive linemen. It doesn't matter that they're 320 or 315. Yeah. He can push him right back. He had a moment with Simpson, and he had a moment with Armon Membu as well. So just outrageously good players. Outrageously big players.
Well, he made me feel better because I think the listeners must have thought I was nuts, but...
Well, I mean, let me piggyback off of that, though, because we're talking about his size, seeing him get, like, we all did the same thing when he went down twice on, yep. Oh, no, don't let this happen now. The injuries adding up, because clearly, you look at Lamar, the most important guy on offense, you look at Kyle Hamilton, maybe the most important guy on defense, they're both banged up, Does it concern you going into Thursday?
I mean, it concerns Kyle Hamilton's health and Lamar Jackson's health concern me more than any other two Ravens. The Ravens have a bunch of other players. Travis Jones, they can't lose, for example, at one time. But those two guys are the most concerning. Hamilton is playing a little bit of a high-risk position relative to his size and weight. So I think that it's a fair question. The payoff is just so great, the Ravens can't not do it. He's too important, too central to what they do defensively for them to switch him to the back end. And I use the card analogy that he's the ace of trumps, where he plays normally that star position where he's moving between slot corner and weak side linebacker as a dime back. He's still the queen of hearts if he plays on the back end. You know, he's still a face card, but they're really reducing his value by putting him back there.
Here with Kim McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. Since we continue on with this, I agree. If the Ravens don't move him in this position, being Kyle Hamilton, is foolishness because right now he addresses the need. However, my pushback to the comparison is back then Earl Campbell was known as being a big running back, mm-hmm. at 225, 230. Today, we got a running back that's 250. Average offensive line back then, 270, now 300 plus. You have to play him this way, where he's playing right now, out of necessity. I just hope necessity doesn't put him in harm's way, because he is, in my opinion, not built for the long haul at the line of scrimmage.
Well, amen on the hope, first of all.
Yeah.
So let's go with that.
Yeah.
And in terms of, it's probably true. You know, we've seen guys play the back end who tried to be thumpers and were smaller. Bob Sanders being the one that I think is the most
bullet Bob.
And he was not meant for a long NFL career in terms of his body type standing up to it. But Hamilton is so unique as an athlete that you have to reach back to a Hall of Fame player like Hendricks, who's so extreme in the other direction. Hendricks is even more extreme on the height and weight scale, but. Boy, you know, we got a special talent here. We better realize it while it's here.
Are you surprised at all that it's been the defense that has been saving the day here? Because everybody expected the offense to really be prolific. I mean, just we saw it the last couple of years, and now they're struggling. Lamar looks like he's struggling. Any curiosity about why this is happening? The defense is actually bailing him out.
Right. I think it's pretty clear what's not working for the Ravens offense is that their misdirection weapons are gone without Lamar able to use the read option.
Right.
So if you have a complete commitment and Lamar will pull the ball whenever it's going to be better for him to run it, then you have the most powerful weapon in football, the Lamar Henry mesh point.
Right.
And they have, you know, they've assembled a great group of skill position players. The offensive line is having a down year, in particular in all three interior positions. And Stanley as well, for that matter. From that perspective, I'm not really that surprised. What we shouldn't be surprised about is how many times the defense has been turned around in season by the current regime. Harbaugh and Orr, Harbaugh and McDonald before that, mm-hmm. and Harbaugh and 2019 would have been still
Pees?
No, the guy who went to the Giants. And I'm forgetting his name now, and it's driving me nuts.
Oh, the old Blitzer.
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, my God. I just blanked.
This is the mad crazy. Blitzer. I know you're talking about.
The old defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
All right, so it'll come into our heads simultaneously.
Wink. Probably here. How can we forget a guy that has a name like Wink Martindale? Yeah. How about that?
Jeremy Collins, you talked about the running game. He has a question he wanted to ask you about the running backs, Henry and Mitchell. But we'll do it on the other side. Kim McCusick in studio with us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Kim McCusick joins us for FilmStudyBaltimore.com.
Yeah. Overall, what did you think of the running game? I mean, Derrick Henry punches two in. Keaton has the long run that gets called back. Two things. Would you like, obviously, we've all been talking about seeing more of Keaton Mitchell. Do we eventually get to that point? Is Thursday night a good night to do it, especially having an explosive runner like that against the worst rush defense in football? The worst DVOA team in football history, by the way. Mm-hmm. Like, what did you make of the running game, and do you think we're getting... Because I thought when Lamar came back, we were just going to see wholesale changes. And we've seen... It's been better, but it hasn't been what I expected.
Right, so they're getting held back by the lack of read option for starters. But he's an important... Mitchell is an important component of misdirection that the Ravens can add, even if they had Joe Flacco at quarterback, say. So, yeah. Particularly if you want to run a pony backfield or whatever. He's still an outstanding talent. We really saw this all summer as just this incredibly explosive guy back on the field. And it is exciting to see him finally get some snaps. He had 12 in this game. I think he had 16 in the last game when Hill was out. So they're using him a little bit more. And by the way, 12, 16, that's the range I would expect his snaps to be in. With, you know, six or seven carries, hopefully, or six or seven touches, maybe even. But he still looks very explosive. If you go to Henry, which you know, you asked about as well, the big problem this year with Henry, the big difference is his missed tackle rate is way down. It's not like yards before contact or anything like that. It's the missed tackle rate. He had three times the missed tackle rate last year, 0.24 per attempt, as opposed to 0.08 per attempt this year.
Can I ask you, could that have anything to do with, I mean, you talked about it doesn't first contact, but... Mm-hmm. Different type of players that are contacting him early instead of safeties and corners, linebackers, and
also being in the box.
More players contacting him up front.
But both true. Yeah. Both true. So if the more they crowd, the more he's going to have trouble breaking multiple tackles or even breaking the first if there's multiple contact there. But you know, he's not making as much of his L2 and L3 first contact opportunities. That's what's kind of been bothering me about his season this year.
We got one more game until DeHenber. So yeah, that's right. Henry's month.
You know, you're saying that the early contact, which leads me to the offensive line. I love Mike Preston's grades. I love your grades as well. You gave Stanley an A. You gave Rosengarten a B. Rest of these guys were some ass.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing wrong with a C in my system, honestly. I know a lot of professors tell you that.
You couldn't have grown up with my college. Mom.
Well, Stanley had his best game of the year, for starters. He was absolutely outstanding. He made a block moving all the way from left tackle to the right sideline to pick up a cornerback that was absolutely outstanding. But he had a good game. Voorhees was fine this game, a C. You don't lose your job over this, that's for sure. He had his streak of 19, actually his 21 consecutive pulls stopped on the final drive of the game. Linderbaum had a bad game. He had a holding penalty, a penetration, 1.5 pressures, didn't look good. Falele, a lot of people want to beat on him every game. 9 missed blocks in this game, which is not good, but he only allowed half a pressure. Had a false start on that last drive also, so C for him. Rosengarten a B. 1 pressure. Lamar ran him out of 2 additional pressures. He ran Stanley out of 1-2. Had 1 false start. He faced a lot of Jermaine Johnson on that right side.
Did you see it on social media where Jermaine Johnson went on and said he was basically eating Rosengarten's lunch all day? He goes, y'all lucky you have 8. He saved y'all. But he was talking trash from social media. That's why I was wondering what you saw on film, because there were other people like Ravens media, media members and whatnot that were posting videos saying, this you? This play right here? You're the one that was eating his lunch? I didn't know if you saw anything there, but it's kind of weird to see players come out and talk like that on social media.
He takes a wide path to the quarterback, and he's willing to avoid some contact to do it. And I thought we saw a lot of that where he was actually winning on what I call a 12-6 block by the right tackle, or it can be by the left tackle either, but the tackle fanning his guy around to 6 o'clock relative to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I thought he was pretty effective doing that.
Okay.
What about Lamar? I mean, you can't sugarcoat what we saw. He didn't have a good game. Is his lack of mobility hurting his passing ability? Because he missed some wide open. He missed D-Hop by, like, I don't know how many yards in the end zone. He missed a wide open Zay Flowers. He just didn't look good. And that's throwing the ball.
Yeah. Not a good opportunity. Sorry, a really good opportunity set in this game relative to what he's been having. 8 ample time and space and only 6 pressures. He hasn't had a ratio like that in a long time. The last 2 games, he's had only 12% ample time and space. Right. He was 33% this game, which is above, you know, above average. He fell 6 yards short of expectation for that good opportunity set. So that wasn't good. He's normally, you know, ahead of that. It's a difficult thing for the Ravens, for Monken, to figure out how do they have to revamp what they do offensively based on his lack of mobility. It affects the run game, and I think you're right. It affects the pass game as well.
Yeah. Here with Ken McCusick, filmstudybaltimore.com. All right, Ken. First and goal. You run a single setback. Second and goal, you do it again. Third and goal, you do it for the third consecutive time. And on fourth and goal, as I'm screaming the top of my lungs, where's Ricard? They bring in Ricard. He clears out the entire right side. Henry walks into the end zone. Make it make sense for me.
Well, they got more blocks than just great Ricard on that play, because Falele had a great block, and Rosengarten also did. And the kickout block, I think, was Andrews on that side. But that was as big a hole as you'll ever see on a run play. That was terrific. Maybe some of it is the Jets in terms of how they lined up on that play. I didn't really study it too closely in terms of what they did. You know,
but why not go with your big guy on second? If you're going to go on first down, why wait to fourth down?
I'm all for more Ricard, because point of attack football is what the Ravens have left in the bag if they don't have the misdirection components.
Right.
In play.
Well, that said, that's what I want to get to. Mm-hmm. Exactly what you just said. They don't have that mesh point anymore. So you can't use misdirection plays. You can't fake people the way you were. Like, you know, that fake tush push, say, where everyone went with Lamar and Andrews goes the other way. You have Ricard. Why are we not seeing him, as Rob said, you know, when you're near the goal line? Not just in the red zone. You're knocking on the goal line. You're knocking on the door. Where is he?
For the entire Flacco era, that's what they had in terms of the run game. Was a fullback.
Yeah.
And that's they probably need to go back to more of that. And certainly any team that crowds the line of scrimmage, they need to focus on that being the main thing. The Jets did not crowd the line of scrimmage, which was additionally disturbing in terms of, you know, they generated a pretty good opportunity set for Lamar, and he didn't really come through on it. And then, you know, it doesn't make it as easy to use Ricard when the other team isn't really trying to line up their 8 players or whatever along the line of scrimmage right in the box there.
Okay, what do you learn about the Ravens on Sunday from Sunday and moving forward?
They've got to do some things to change the way they play offensive football to complement the way this defense is playing against these next 3 games in particular, which are going to decide their season, I think. If they win all 3, they're probably in the playoffs, division wins, and they're actually going to be fighting for the number 3 seed in the AFC. I think the Colts are a fraud, and they'll drop out pretty quickly. This is the real season starts on Thursday night, is all I can say. That's the Ravens need to start winning right now, even though they've been winning for all these 5 games in a row.
There you go. Tell us all about Film Study Baltimore, Ken McCusick.
So filmstudybaltimore.com. I'm at Film Study Ravens on Twitter if you want to follow me. And I'm looking for questions to make into short videos now. So use hashtag Film Study Mailbag if you contact me on Twitter with one of those.
There you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.